our nightly walk. Yes, our evening perambulation. But this little dog is not moving very quickly this evening. In fact, he's not moving at all. He's stopped, so I've stopped. So, come on, Rock, let's go. Come on. Come on, come on, get going, come on. I suppose it's a habit. You get the one leg going, then you feel like stopping. Then you get a second leg going. And then by the time you get a third leg going, your fourth leg just has to get going, so you're off. So here we are. A two-legged creature and a four-legged creature. Trying to see if we can get our last bit of exercise for the night. So good evening. Welcome to the night shift, if you like. The last piece of energy. I got up out of the television where I was stuck watching Irish politics, and unfortunately not being enamoured with what I was listening to. But I decided that they've got to do something. Just don't complain. Don't let yourself turn into a negative person. Get out there and walk the dog instead. So, I was wondering then, when does a habit become a ritual? Yeah, I'm developing a habit now of going out in the evening, last act of the night, and sort of just talking as I walk along. Never know what's going to come out of the mouth. And I thought of, is this really a ritual? And anyway, what's the difference between the two? Now, you know, I'm posing the question, not because I have an answer, but just because I think it's an interesting issue. I was involved in a lot of rituals as a child. Yes, I was brought up as a Roman Catholic, and I served a mass as a child. Yep, meant I went in almost every day at one stage of my life, and dressed up in robes, the sort of thing that altar boys dress in, and went through the rituals, and used to even know the Latin Mass, or the Mass in Latin. Yeah, I can even, just as a joke, kind of recite a lot of it. But yeah, that was a regular, repeated behaviour which had set down shape and form to it. So I suppose it was a ritual. My going in every day was a habit. And I was also wearing a habit. So, I see a very interesting white stone in my neighbour's garden. It's really like a white piece of marble. Looks more like a very big ostrich egg. So here we are. Going on a slightly different route tonight. Dog seems to be moving with a lot more energy now. Yeah, instead of just heading directly for the end wall in a kind of frenetic effort to get it over with, we're going around the long way, the circle within the estate. Yeah, we have this nice little oval. From the sky it would look like a rather squashed oval. I'm a great liker of feng shui. Don't know if that's the correct pronunciation, but so all my Chinese listeners can have a go at me. But I like rounded edges rather than rectangles. So I like this kind of circle in the centre of the estate. Feels to me like it's a harmonious feature of the place. The roads here are not straight. They squiggle and wiggle, and I don't know what they'd actually look like from the air, but they certainly wouldn't be straight lines. So yeah, here we are, walking along. I wonder what you're doing at this time of the evening. Packing up, or are you already gone? Yeah, what are you doing at this time of night anyway, I wonder? I don't know who I'm talking to, actually. I'm just getting out of myself into the world of the others. You know, it's a nice little activity to engage in to walk along and see what will come out. You know, after a while, there might be some patterns, but at the moment, it's the main thing is just to keep going. You know, keep the mouth talking just as you keep the feet rolling. And together you roll along. Yeah, I wonder how my dear son is doing in London now. Got two sons over there in London. I do like UK society, I have to admit. I remember it very, very fondly. Maybe someday I'll talk at greater length about the early days in London and what it was like to be a bus conductor. A lot of stuff about that that I've never actually written down. Never really had an audio mechanism of recording it. And if I think about all these audios really being for the sake of my grandchildren, you know, it enables an awful lot of things to be possible. By the way, I do hope that Mark Rock is feeling better. The man sounded so poorly when I last heard him that I did feel real concern for him going off to Germany. So there we are. And the most amusing thing I've seen this evening is Ermander's dog. Now, I hope you've all picked up on Ermander's dog. He has a different dog than me. But there are some similarities. They're both small. So, Ermander, I congratulate you on your little dog. And we're now getting close to the end wall. And at the end wall, I think I'm going to stop tonight because I don't want to. Or no, maybe we just keep going a little bit longer. You just never know. I often think that the very best things come just as you turn off the tape. Just as you stop recording. Ah, here we are. We get to the last wall. Is he going to lift the leg? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We have another Rothko mark on the canvas of the wall. Yes. Great stuff. I'm going to an exhibition tomorrow night. That'll be an exhibition of a guy called David Gray, I think it is. Artist in Cork. I'll be telling you all about that tomorrow, but I just thought about it anyway. Painting. Never painted anything myself. Painted one watercolour painting in my entire life. Yeah. Always kind of thought if I could get loads of pots of paint and throw them at canvas, that might be fun. But I never got a chance to do that. But, okay, so look, that's what I am. Practicing moving lips and tongue this evening. Just looking up. There's a lot of precipitation about, but it's very, very mild. And it's been quite a day. So I have a lot of reasons to be pleased for how today went. And so that's giving me energy as well. And I didn't collapse for the evening and flake out. I did some useful things. So, and the main thing is just to keep doing some things and build on little satisfactions on top of other ones. And, just keep making. Keep making something of your life. Keep making something of my life. Making something. Yeah, I like that word. It's craftspeople make things. Artists make things. I'm sure Seth Godin's linchpin talks about making things. Certainly he talks about shipping things. So here we are. Making a move in the open air. Again, it's got plenty of water on my glasses. And I'm going to say goodnight to you all now. I'm going to wish you all the very best, and I'm going to thank you for the company that you give me. It's, you know, I have fantasies about the company that you give me. I kind of imagine that you really are there, and yet all I really know is that I'm holding an iPhone in one hand and a little dog lead in the other hand, and we're moving along, and, you know, who knows? This is life, anyway. Thanks a million. keep it up. It really is worth it. All the best. Bye.